Right now, it's 3:35 here on the ticket.
What's on Mac's mind?
Having some technical issues again
out
today.
With Mac. We're going to find out in a minute what's going on in his mind. It's Mac's mind and time for Mac. Here it goes. Mac's mind. Yeah, go.
I'm watching a video on YouTube.
Wow.
So much is going on.
I think the Mike Mayan songs also in the pretty much all of them. Of course, you do because you hear it every day. But
I might know that one the most. Sponsors, Matt?
This is brought to you by Trees in Deep Elm and Friendly Chevrolet.
Yo.
One of my favorite moments of this year is when I played that because I've played it a couple times. I've mixed it in, and Mike didn't know I was playing it as a open, and he thought it was actually happening, so he was talking to it. And then I pulled that, and I played that as an open, so I just keep building on and on and on to it.
There's a lot of incepting.
Too much. Too much going on. We're just too deep. We don't want to get too deep for our listeners. So, but a couple weeks ago was White Elephant Day. I happened to take my vacation that week, which sucked because it was weird having the week off. I didn't plan any vacations. I wasn't doing anything. And I always love to be up here on White Elephant Day because it's kind of a, like, I can kind of just watch it as a listener because as a board op, you don't really have too much to do other maybe than play a few things for the host, but they really just take it on their own.
Why did you decide that week?
That was the week Killer told me I should probably take off because it was easiest for everybody else. And to be honest, I kind of like taking the first week of the month off because, I mean, that's usually when, like, everybody else is there. But for the rest of the month, it's usually dry dock, so I can come in a little bit later. And it kind of makes December a little bit easier.
Okay.
But yeah, for that day, Norm did this shift, 3 to 7, with George and Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And as we all know, Norm doesn't know how to turn his phone off. And he has a very old-school flip phone that probably, if you gave to us, it would probably take about 10 or 15 minutes for us to learn how to turn off. Because it's just really old. And in the first segment, I remember one of his friends, somebody was calling him, started ringing. And then from there on, usually like once a segment, someone would be calling Norm.
Okay.
And I was really bored. I had nothing to do. So I was like, I'm going to give Norm a call. I want to be part of White Elephant Day. I want some Mino on the station. So I called him. I called him once. This would probably have been in the 5 o'clock hour. It rang. Dan got mad. Well, he didn't really. He was kind of more passive aggressive about it. He's like, oh, your phone's still on, whatever. And, you know, he signed. Well, didn't answer it. It rang all the way through. And then I wanted to do it one more time. I just wanted to do it one more time. So they had Hitch on the hard line. And, Matt, I'm going to play some audio. And this is me calling Norm during that interview, which he was nominated for an e-break.
Haven't seen you in some time. I mean, yeah. I've seen you, but, you know, me and you interact. Speaking along those lines, I always feel like the body... Norm, shut your phone off! Norm's phone has been ringing all day. And what do you do after, like, the 7th time, Coach? What would you do, like, if Sagan's phone is going off in a meeting? Okay.
Oh, the toilet needs a good workout.
So, all right.
Didn't really get that line at first. I guess he means you want to flush the phone down the toilet.
Yeah, you throw it in the toilet.
We talked about this a little bit on the hard line last week that I did this.
I was so sorry.
And
Fahey and I have had our share of sabotages, but both of ours were unintentional.
Yeah,
I mean, there was a time when I accidentally changed the mics out of the right program for Trey, and then the next morning you couldn't hear Junior, and Trey was trying to figure out what went wrong.
That was pretty bad.
Accidentally?
No, I mean,
or on purpose?
I did it on purpose, but I didn't mean to leave it to screw Trey. I was just hitting the buttons because I was a little kid, and I forgot to change it back. And the next morning, Junior's getting really pissed off at Trey because Junior can't talk. And then I remembered, oh, yeah, I think I may have done that the night before. And then you did something, too, out of, like, child curiosity and screwed over the musers also.
Yeah,
That got Trey in trouble.
I messed with the stereo panning, so I sent each microphone to one side of the stereo or the other. But unfortunately, as
you
an
totally
FM station,
just messed with Morning Drive with that one.
We don't broadcast in true stereo. It only comes out as a mono signal, so the listeners could only hear one of the people talking, and it was a nightmare.
Awesome.
And so this week, I was producing Norm's show, and I thought it was going to be really awkward because just a couple weeks ago, I was messing with him, and pretty much everybody knows now that I did it, but I'm sure Norm doesn't, and he probably doesn't really care, and it was just kind of all in fun until Dan got really pissed off about it. But, you know, the show went on. This was Tuesday morning. Norm and Ducey were on remote in Fort Worth. And in the first segment, and this was not me. I did not call him. But his phone starts going off again.
Oh, God.
And, Matt, I'm going to play this.
And literally, you can take a long weekend here. You're not
right.
asking to take your week's vacation or anything. You can take a long weekend as my phone rings.
Right there.
Which I'll have to pick up later. Here we are.
That's not me.
Conspicuous ringtone you got there, Norm.
And it's good.
Make the dead with that thing.
It's good any time. Listen to this. It's good any time from March of 2018 through June of 2019.
So that was the first time. And you think, okay, it's going to ring
surely
once.
He'll learn.
No one will. Yeah, he'll learn and nobody would call Norm again.
I would just sit on my phone. If I had no idea how to make it stop ringing or noises to come out of it, I would sit on it.
So that was the first time, and this is all the opening segment, by the way. He's with Ducey, and then probably about a minute later, it happens again.
To bid on the fishing trip to Mexico. Okay.
Somebody wants
to reach me.
Norm's a popular
guy.
Okay,
there we go.
Somebody take Norm's phone and put it on silent for him, will you?
We're going to... Okay, yeah.
Figure that out here. Here we go.
Let me take us to sport. You're going to start with cowboy football.
That
he does
be,
a good job of bringing it back to sports.
That should be one of Mike's duties before every show is turning off his phone.
By the way, that one might have been TC that called him. Might have been. I'm not saying.
Y'all just sabotaging him?
I had nothing to do with it. I saw TC was on
He's
the phone.
He's a radio Hall of Famer.
Might have been. I don't know. Can't prove it. So that was
you're
the opening segment.
You're just a little JV bastard, and you're sabotaging him.
I didn't do this. I swear to God. Swear to God, I did not want it have anything to do with calling Norm at this time.
That guy made more money last week than we'll make this whole year.
I guess maybe that goes in
favor of messing with him.
And then they go to break, so we're in the first segment, and we're talking about Zeke. Well, they're talking about, I'm taking phone calls for the raffle, and they start to talk about Alfred Morris. And then here we go again.
Alfred Morris took over for Zeke in the role of lead back here.
Mm-hmm. I've got to turn that off.
Norm, shut your phone off!
I know. I'm going to turn over. Here we are.
Okay.
That's it.
So
okay.
We go back to 1997 with Norm's
now.
Phone. There we go.
There we
All
go.
Right. Now off.
Speaking of pace.
So that's three times. And I like talking about pranks because there's an app that Justin Fahey and myself have used where you can put two phone numbers in. So, for instance, if I wanted to prank Justin and Fahey,
or
I'd put
Killer and Trey.
Let's use that as an example.
People.
And I have audio.
Black Joe Trahan and White Joe Trahan. Scott Agolnick and Rich Dalrymple.
Sure. So let's say we want to mess with Trey and Killer because... Who doesn't?
Hey.
It's easy. It's funny. I would go to this app, which I won't tell you because I don't want everybody else using it, and I don't want my phone
it's
ringing right now. Yes, it's our property. I would put Trey's number in and Killer's number in. And I don't know how it happens. I don't know how they do it, but
it's
they
usually
call,
voodoo.
They call both numbers, and each phone will look like the other person is calling them. So they answer the phone, and they're like, hey, what's up? Oh, hey, how's it going? What do you
Boy.
Want? And
leads to madness.
Do you remember that time insane. We made our girlfriends call each other but made it look like we were calling them?
I think so.
You can also
We've
do that with
so
the program.
Times.
So like you can if you know that somebody has somebody else's phone number,
it's,
you can
it's
disguise
voodoo.
The call
I
as,
don't remember this.
As making it look like it's coming from like I said, like I called my girlfriend with my phone number disguised, you know. It, mm-hmm. So when they rang, instead of it looking like,
oh my, because
they don't know each other, they didn't have That's each weird. Other's phone numbers. So the only way we can ensure that they would answer was to put our phone numbers in, and it worked like a charm. They both like, hey babe, what's up?
So
and then they get connected to a girl that they have no idea.
So if we were to have Trey and Killer call each other, it would probably sound a little something like this.
What's up, Trey?
Hello? Hey, how are you doing?
Yes, sir. Not bad. What's up?
What's up? Oh, you called me.
I did?
Yeah.
Then that was a butt dial. That was not on purpose.
That's all good. All right.
Go back to sleep.
Okay. All right. I'll see you.
It's Trey's probably nervous because Trey gets nervous like me, and Killer does also. But Killer's probably like,
it's always
what
the best.
The hell?
You for some reason someone always gives in when we do this and says, "Huh? Yeah, you're right. I must have called you. No, you had your phone right there. You didn't call anybody.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm like you called. No, you picked up.
Usually,
you had to call.
Like because we've done it up here between like the studio and the main line."
Mm-hmm.
And have had Danny convince the girl at the front desk. No, she called them, even though she clearly just answered her phone.
We have that one,
what
too.
What would that one sound like?
Oh, man.
Stimulus Media, this is Andrea.
Studio.
I'm sorry?
Hello? Studio.
Who is this?
Danny.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Danny Bayless?
Yes.
Hey, sorry, did you ask for Stubby?
I didn't ask for anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you call me stupido?
No, I said studio.
Oh my God. Sorry, dude. Literally, I've had prank calls all day. I had to call security earlier. I didn't know what you were saying. My bad.
Oh, okay. What's up?
Oh, nothing. Oh, did I call you?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. The phone just rang and I picked it up.
Oh, it must have been someone else. It wasn't me. My bad.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, bye.
All right, thanks. Bye.
I want to know and the 2 seconds after what Danny turned and said to you. It had to
I
be
I actually
stupid
left
B.
the room because I knew this was going to... So Faye
you didn't
want
to be laughing?
Yeah. And that's... Like, Danny likes most things. Danny's a very positive person, but
he really isn't.
He really hates when he has to answer the hotline in the studio. And now, if I can go back to Tuesday, if I can tie this all in, Norm's phone rang one more time in the final segment.
Okay.
With Norm and Ducey. And this is what that sounded like.
Holy cow, Deuce. They have announced a gigantic... All right, that's Ducey. That's gotta be
Norm, shut your phone off!
You called me. You accidentally called me there.
You called
did. No,
me.
I didn't.
No, I can't call you. That Deuce called me.
I didn't mean
I'm being
to.
Pricked
I really,
on the ear by
I don't
my
know, I don't
co-host.
Know how that happened.
I mean, I know
I honest to God don't.
Oh, yeah.
My phone's just sitting here next to me.
Yeah, then you know less about technology than I do.
That's entirely possible.
What are you two guys doing?
Two phones.
They may have. That's the scary part. Tony? Tony?
Tony? Oh, yeah.
Anyway, back to the Hamels and
yes.
their amazing,
the
amazing kindness.
Wow.
That was you?
I mean,
all the points.
It's just very.
Oh my gosh!
All the points.
It might be a coincidence.
That's so great.
I'm not going to say.
You convinced these two old F's that they just called each other,
and then they tried to blame Tony for some reason.
Like Tony grabbed their phone
each other
and
then
put them back real quick.
So awesome.
God. There was it sounds very similar to the Killer and Trey call. I will say that.
That's the greatest. Norm was staring at Ducey.
They could see that they weren't dialing
like,
their phones.
Was he watching Ducey dial? Like, what did he see? Ducey was just
I wish I
there.
Had.
Is Ducey doing the fake dial, like in Departed, where he's got in his phone?
Here, you, let's God. Listen one more time. One more time?
Sure.
Holy cow, Deuce. They have announced a gigantic...
Who's that laughing?
That's Ducey.
Is that Tony?
That's gotta be Ducey.
Norm, shut your phone off!
You called me.
You
accidentally called me there.
You
called
me.
No, I didn't.
No, I can't call you. That Deuce called me.
I didn't mean to.
I'm being pricked on the ear by my co-host.
I don't know how that happened.
I mean, I
honest to God don't.
There's the obligatory giving.
My phone's just sitting here next to me.
Deuce is like, oh, I did it on accident.
Your phone was sitting on the table.
You haven't touched your phone.
How did they not know?
Because they're old and they're dumb.
Love it.
Boy, there are plenty of those if we ever wanted to replay them. I know you played them before, Fahey, on Bad Radio, but they're definitely, because we had a couple of businesses call each other and they were like giving each other the menu. That was pretty good. There's some good ones out there.
Killer call a strip club.
There's some fun stuff out there.
I'm afraid of playing it too much because it's probably going to turn around on me someday.
But I think we're on the lookout for that now. I think immediately if
every
like,
time one of you guys call me, I'm like.
Like if Fahey, like if
speak
I
first.
See Fahey calls me and Fahey goes, hello, what's up? I would immediately know.
No,
I think
man.
It's hard to do.
We've been a victim of this. Reagan once made us call each other and set it to record for like 3 minutes and we had a complete conversation, not
really?
Addressing the fact that we both called each other. Or, you know.
Does he have the audio?
I don't know. He might not have saved it. I'll find out.
All right. Well, we got to review that. All right. Thank you, David. Fantastic stuff. I'm glad you were putting in work throughout the entire week.
I worked really hard this week at that. That's really all I did.
All right. It's 3:50. You're listening to Work in Progress here on The Ticket. We'll visit with David Moore and get his prediction for Cowboys Seahawks Sunday. We'll do that at 4:10. But coming up next, we'll talk about the week in Zeke.